702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
The World View is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam Gilchrist, let's talk about this story. Anglo-Russian acrimony. Moscow pondering bombing London?
Isn't that extraordinary? It was mentioned on state TV in Moscow. This soon after a little brush with another military disaster. An RAF surveillance aircraft over the Arctic Circle got buzzed by a Russian MiG. Now, that buzzing happens, but this one was 30 metres. 30 metres in aeronautical terms is nothing at all, is it? So blooming close, I think, is the official term. Moscow and London blaming each other for the RAF being there in the first place, or for the MiG patrolling international skies. Not its anyway. This, as the UK has been a major supporter and supplier for Ukraine, and indeed the most recent Ukrainian attack on a bridge with a Russian convoy approaching it, or on it, partially on it. That attack by Ukrainian forces was actually with British weaponry. So, putting two and two together, on Moscow TV, a pro-Putin MP, Oleg Morozov, and a TV newsman called Yevgeny Popov, together decided that maybe it would be a good idea to use nuclear weapons against British troops in Estonia or launch a cruise missile attack to wipe out Tower Bridge. Now, obviously, it's not state policy, but nonetheless, it'll give you the idea of the kind of temperature of this particular thing that's going on in Russia, if nowhere else. And also, I'd have to say, Bongani, leave Tower Bridge alone. It's beautiful. If you're going to bomb a bridge, take out Blackfriars or the Dartford River Crossing. They're horrible bridges.
Gosh, I mean, forget the heat wave. The temperature definitely rising on that one. Let's stick with Russia. Tell me about this new robot weapon.
Yeah, this gangly robotic thing. There are pictures all over the internet of this, and certainly some of our papers too. It looks a bit like a spider rather than a robotic dog, but officially it's a robo dog with a grenade launcher on its back. It's appeared at a Russian arms fair. Cunningly called the M81 weapons system, it's meant to be scary and provocative and expensive, and it fires anti-tank grenades, for goodness sake, yours, for $3,000. In fact, experts say, this is not a threatening bit of military kit. This is not a scary thing. It is the Chinese-made Go One, a home helper robot designed to bring you a drink or fetch your mail or take the letter from one side of the house to the other, whatever. It can't go out in the rain. It can't access rough terrain. Its battery lasts only 30 minutes. It's a kind of walking side table. But the Russians have put it in some black pyjamas with a kind of little mini balaclava. So it has a hint of SAS about it as well. It's meant to be threatening, but it's all smoke and mirrors. And don't you always wonder about that? How many of these things, let's look at North Korea, how many of those things actually work? The trouble is, I don't think we also want to know the answer, just in case.
Woof, woof. Name your own solar system.
Yeah, this is an international competition run by the International Astronomical Union. And the idea is that people get to vote on what we should call these 20 distant solar systems that they have discovered. They're saying that the names are up for grabs, open to public view. Each of these solar systems has a little star. I say little, it's probably huge, but, you know, and one orbiting planet at least. And currently the names for these distant systems are the GJ3470 and the HD95086B. You can see why they want new names. Entries to the IAU by November the 11th. What about Bongani Land or the Bingwa Domain? I could see it catching on.
But would there be intelligent life there? One wonders. Thank you very much, Adam Gilchrist, with this morning's World View.